Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a soundcheck session from our archives. Those archives go back 20 years, but this session is slightly more recent. It's from 2017. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Norwegian band called Baroque Solistina is out to give classical music a bad name. They're trying to drag classical music, and especially Baroque music, down to the level of folk musicians fiddling in the back of a pub. And we here at WNYC fully support this sort of thing. Led by violinist Bjarte Eika, the band Baroque Solistina has created a project they call the Alehouse Sessions, where they merrily blend together the sounds of Baroque music, drinking songs from the British Isles, and folk fiddling from various places in Northern Europe. See if you can figure out which is which. The first piece they're going to play for us is called Hole in the Wall. Is called Hole in the Wall, Bjarte Eika and the band Baroque Solistina, or at least a subset of Baroque Solistina here in the studio. Bjarte, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So you're referring to this as the Alehouse Boys.
Yes. We're all boys, and we like to drink ale and play this music from the Alehouse Sessions that happened in England back in the days.
Now, back in the days, a composer like Henry Purcell would have been found occasionally down at the local alehouse.
He would very much.
Drinking and singing and writing songs. Where does that Hole in the Wall song come from?
Well, I think it sort of sums up the whole Alehouse Sessions project because the Hole in the Wall is a title which is the oldest pub in England, the Hole in the Wall. It's from the medieval times, I think. And an alehouse could be just a hole in the wall where they stuck their hands in and got a beer. It also is a hornpipe composed by Henry Purcell. But in modern times, it's known as a session tune you found in the Irish session repertoire.
Right, so when musicians get together in the back of an Irish pub for what they call a session, this is one of the tunes they might trade around.
And then a lot of the people nowadays have no idea that it actually is a composition by Henry Purcell.
From one of his theater pieces, right?
Yes.
From Abdelazar.
Abdelazar, that's right.
But to hear it played on an Indian harmonium and, you know, Baroque guitars and the fiddle, of course, would have been expected. But this combination really is something quite different.
Yes. Well, our approach is from both the folk music and the improvised world. And we are modern people, so we have heard Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Much more modern than that, too.
Yes, exactly. And we have a whole different baggage than they would have had back then.
So what's interesting is that you're not so much like making new connections between Baroque music and improvisation and folk music. You're restoring connections that were there many, many years ago.
Yes, I think so. And I mean, I like to say a lot of times that music for me is just music. And if it's a good music, then I would like to play it. And I just happen to like the repertory, which is very old because I'm a geek. but then I like to put we like to put a lot of ourselves into it, and it's a personal thing, so it becomes relevant for us, and then hopefully also to our audiences.
Right. So when you first started this band, Baroque Solistina, Baroque soloists in English. Was the idea to play Baroque music, or was it to kind of maybe inject a little bit of improvisation back into Baroque music?
Well, definitely. I mean, improvisation was a huge element in the time of Baroque, in the Baroque times. And it's you know, it's important also to know that Baroque music is not a style. It's just a time of period, and there was all sorts of things going on. And improvisation was a key element. So it's for me. It's just a natural thing that I can. It's fantastic that I can create this sort of platform where I can explore all the things that I hold dear, and then I can do it with friends that have the same perception
and have a lot of fun apparently while doing it.
Yes. Well,
now the last, I think it was your last record, The Image of Melancholy.
Yeah. You know, it's not so much fun, is it?
Well, you know, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, Flow My Tears, you know, and lots of other songs about tears and crying and stuff. Did you need to kind of bounce back from that? The Ale House Sessions is a lot more fun.
Yes. Well, I am a very outward type of person. The Image of Melancholy was an important project for me at that time. It was connected to my father and an illness, and I needed to record a lot of these sad songs that I've picked up through the years, and that means something to me. And I mixed the Norwegian folk music with the English Renaissance, but I am a very outgoing person, so I couldn't keep doing only sad tunes.
Well, now, having said that, the pieces you're going to play next for us are very reflective, melancholy kind of folk songs.
Yes.
You want to set this up for us?
Yeah. So I think we're going to play a tune which is called Johnny Farr. And that's Johnny Farr. He was the king of the gypsies. It's a Scottish-Irish tune, which we then have arranged ourselves. It was just found as a melody, so we have to put harmonies and our own things. And that goes directly into a sea shanty, which is called I Drew My Ship.
And we'll hear Thomas Guthrie leading the way on that one.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear another live performance here in our WNYC studio. Bjarte Eike and Baroque Solistina, or the particular subset of that group that he sometimes refers to as the Ale House Boys. Both of these songs are on the album called The Ale House Sessions, but here's another live performance. Thank you.
I drew my ship into the harbor, and I drew her close where my true love lay. And I drew her close to her bedroom window to listen to what my love would say. Who's there, who's there at my bedroom window, who knocks so loudly and would be in? It is your true love who loves you dearly. So rise, dear love, and let me in. And I put my ship in order, and I sail her on the sea, and I sail her from the harbor where my true love waits for me. And slowly, slowly, he rose up, and slowly, slowly, she came down. And when at last she had unlocked the door, her love, he had both come and gone. Come back, come back, my own true love. Come back, come back. Stay by my side, for I ne'er did grieve you, nor yet deceive you. And I would surely be your bride, and I'll put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea, and I'll sail her from the harbor where my true love waits for me. The fish shall fly, and the seas run dry, and the rocks shall melt all in the sun, and the laboring man shall forget his labor if ever I return again. And I'll put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea, and I'll sail her from the harbor where my true love waits for.
Well, that's an extraordinary live performance here in our studio from the band Baroque Solistina, led by fiddler Bjarte Eika and featuring Thomas Guthrie on vocals. I Drew My Ship, preceded by the folk song Johnny Fa. For me, Bjarte, that is one of the standout tracks on the record.
Right.
But this is even better. this arrangement. Little touches like the whispered come back, you know.
Yes.
just really, really wonderfully done.
It comes out of
Stephen and Frederick are congratulating each other now for I guess we know who was responsible for that.
Yes, exactly. Well, there's no lack of confidence in this band, that's for sure.
Can you introduce the members of the Ale House Boys?
Yes, absolutely. Did I mention that I am playing myself? Bjarte Eikenhorn. So it's I'll just do it from one end.
Yep.
I have Fredrik Bock from Sweden. He plays the charango, which has a very distinct sort of a mandolin type.
Yeah, from Central America, yeah. South America.
Yeah, yeah, it's a baroque instrument. And the baroque guitar. Then I have Hans Knut Sveen from Norway, who plays both harpsichord and this pump organ.
The harmonium.
Then we have Johannes Lundberg on the double bass. He's from Sweden. And Thomas Guthrie, who you just heard sing this beautiful song. Mm-hmm. He's a singer and backing. Very important. Backing. Violinist.
Rhythm violin.
No, he's a great violinist. And then we have Miloš Valent from Slovakia. He plays the violin and viola. Then we have Steven Player, mm-hmm. who is playing the guitar for you now, but he's also doing a lot of dancing, which... It's difficult to
yeah, on the radio.
On the radio,
yeah.
Not so.
Yeah.
But
it has been done. Yeah. Yes.
But he's a fantastic. He comes from the street theater world, which is quite something. Useful. Very useful in this project. And then we have Per Bure from Sweden, who plays the viola and a singer as well. And we all like to sing and dance and drink.
Evidently, yes. How much ale does it require to get this band together and out on stage?
Well, I mean, you know, back in the days, they said that on average in England, they drank 8 to 9 pints per head every day, all year through. So we are trying to be very, very authentic.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to recreate it exactly. So 8 to 9 pints per head per day.
All right. Now, you have done, I first heard of Baruch Solistina through Jon Balka's music.
Yes.
And you continue to work with him,
absolutely.
Right?
There's a new recording coming out just now with the C1 project.
Right. With a different singer from the first one.
Yes.
And that's the full Baruch Solistina, right? So how big does it get?
Well, I mean, it's not really the full version that either. We are 9 people, I think, from Baruch Solistina in that project,
okay.
In the C1 project. And it's mixed with some Arabian traditional musicians and some jazz musicians. But we also do Baroque operas. So when we did Alcina at the Royal, not the Royal, it's just called the National Opera in Oslo, we were about 30 people, mm-hmm. I think. And it's still the same system. I handpick everybody. So I know a lot of very good musicians. So I'm a lucky man.
Okay. And... when you're playing those Baroque operas and any kind of straight-ahead Baroque music, does all this other experience come into play? Do you approach Handel? Do you approach Purcell? Do you approach Gimignani differently?
Yes, thank you for asking that, because that's a very that is something that we have discovered, all of us, I think, because all of us are, of course, involved in lots of different projects around the world with Baroque music. But the way the Ale House sessions have evolved and how we are keeping to developing it and the way that we approach the music making and the playfulness and all this, we all bring it with us to our other projects. And I think I can speak for everybody that
well, and you will anyway. So
yes.
Go ahead.
But I think that that everybody has changed. Or at least made some discoveries through this project that they bring on to other projects. What really is important is to be a true unit together, mm. that you have fun. You can't fake having fun on stage. That sort of gets us back into what is the meaning of making music? Well,
yeah.
It is having fun. It is important. It shouldn't be. It's not about perfection.
Yeah.
It's about being true to who yourself are.
Well, there's a reason we say you play music. Yes. No one says you work music.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So play us another piece. Well, tell us what about this travel set.
Yes, the travel set. In this Alehouse project, we also use a lot of folk, not only compositions or pieces that are found in collections, but folk music that have certain similarities from country to country. So you can almost feel how it has traveled in the 18th century. So we start in Norway, then we go with a ship to Scotland. Mm-hmm. So then we go back to Norway because we are, of course, very homesick. So we have to go back just a little trip to Norway. That's to Bergen. And then we go to a small island in Denmark. And then, you know, who knows? We might go somewhere else as well. But at least we'll start with those countries.
Okay. The Travel Set, a medley of folk tunes from Bjarte Eika and the members of Baroque Solistina. Some version of this piece appears on the album called The Alehouse Sessions, but probably not this one.
Thank you.
dance for me.
Through the open window, that's the train came a rumbling through.
But did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Old Charlie,
he may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.
Oh, my goodness. The travel set, a version thereof, live in our studio from Bjarte Eike and Baroque Solistina. You promised us Bjarte, you promised us Norway, Denmark, the Shetland Islands, Scotland, and then you took us to America in like 1937.
Yes. Why not?
With the Union Song, yes, and the Aaron Copland.
Well, because it's nice to have a little tribute to...
To a country. Bygone era of,
yes,
the United States.
Yeah. Well,
when protest songs were very much in the air,
yes,
as that Union Song shows.
I think maybe we need those again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so what is next for this band? I mean, you did Melancholy, now you've done the Ale House Sessions. What happens next?
The next recording might be a Purcell thing, because I'm so crazy about that composer. He's like the Shakespeare of music. He's high and low, sublime. He's got all the aspects that you want to have. So yeah, maybe a Purcell recording with a little bit of Ale House attitude towards
I think Purcell would have would approve of something like that.
Well, he's dead anyway. So
yeah, in no position to argue.
No, exactly.
Bjarte Eike and Barok Solistina have been here with us in our WNYC studio. The album's called The Ale House Sessions. It's a great, great record, guys. Thanks so much for coming in and playing.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Hope you've enjoyed this soundcheck session from our archives. If you'd like to hear something newer from Bjarte Eike and some of the members of Barok Solistina, they also work together as part of the Norwegian pianist Jon Balke's band, which is called Siwan, and they have just released a new album together, a kind of Near East meets West thing. You can find that on the ECM label. You can also hear some of their past work together on New Sounds. If you go to newsounds.org and use the search function, look for Siwan, S-I-W-A-N, and you'll hear Bjarte Eike and company performing with Jon Balke and the rest of his band. That's going to do it for this edition of Soundcheck from newsounds.org. Check us out online for videos, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and much, much more. And of course, the New Sounds broadcasts. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Cromwell was a Puritan. He stopped a spear or four.